You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 11th of July 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, it was a PA National Camp over the weekend, which was a huge success. Beautiful weather. Think about 170 people, 175 people all camping together in a field with a big hike and lots of barbecues. Folk music in the evening with acoustic instruments and just a really great bunch of people. If you have not joined up with PA yet, if you have not registered with them and tried to get in touch with your regional organization, then you really are missing out. There are various PA regional organizations throughout the UK which go out pretty much every weekend on cultural outings, helping the homeless, picnics, museums, all sorts of things that they do, as well as doing banner drops and taking photo opportunities and leafleting. It's all positive ethno-nationalism that they are involved with. And just about everybody there, I can't think of anybody there who is not the very nicest type of person that you could ever meet. People with lots of energy, lots of ideas, and people that actually follow through on those ideas and achieve things. People that do things for their community. If you want to take part in nationalism and do something positive for your community, then you really need to join up with Patriotic Alternative. I don't know how many supporters they have now. I know it was 10,000 a year or so back. It's got to be more than that now. 175 people there at the camp, and anybody that wasn't there, you really were missing out. Anyway, let's get into some of the news today. And I wanted to really look at what the children are being taught in schools in particular. School children were told prostitution is a rewarding job by sex education providers who also promoted wild kinks to pupils. So we've gone from teaching children about sex because we were told we didn't want them to get pregnant before marriage. That was the reason for this sex education, taking it out of the hands of parents. And that led to more teenage pregnancies than less. And that moved on to, well, in the interest of equality, we now need to teach children about homosexual activities. And now we're telling them that prostitution is a rewarding job. And of course, that really shouldn't be that surprising, because students going to university now, they have to pay these huge student loans. And I have even heard that at these universities, you have pimps at the universities encouraging the female students to earn money being escorts or earn money being strippers. I think they even have official representatives at the university encouraging them to fund their university course by stripping in a nightclub. Of course, now you also have the OnlyFans website where they can strip in the privacy of their own home and get paid for that. And we're basically encouraging people to just look at sex as something that's just there for pleasure and something that is there for you to earn whatever you can out of it, to get whatever you can out of it, rather than to create a child and use it to cement a relationship, to bring you closer together within a relationship. And it's supposed to be within the bounds of marriage because of that, because it brings two people together. Yet now it is just looked upon as just a source of pleasure. And that's the way that it's being taught to children. And now we've gone on to what it's saying here, wild kinks, as well as encouraging prostitution. Organisations brought in to teach kids about sex have introduced children to hardcore kinks, including being flogged, being caned, locking people up in a cage, and being slapped in the face, the Times reported. I wonder if they're teaching them all about choking as well. I should imagine they'll say, oh, we have to teach them about that so that they don't end up giving themselves autoerotic asphyxiation. And of course, that will just lead to more kids trying these things out. I mean, back in my day when we had sexual education, I think they were just at the stage where they were sort of teaching children about condoms. But now they're teaching them about flogging and sadomasochism, it looks like here. Children were even told to show where they liked to touch themselves by one organisation. I mean, that sounds like a paedophile's wet dream, doesn't it? Getting a load of children to show where they like to touch themselves. Really is no surprise that people are alleging that the so-called instructors involved in these things are grooming the children. They are encouraging them to experiment sexually, and that is what grooming is. They're being quite open about this, that they're encouraging children to experiment sexually. Private contractor BISH, which stands for Best in Sexual Health, is written by Justin Hancock and charges £500 a day to deliver sex education sessions at secondary schools. I mean, they are making a lot of money out of this as well. So are the drag queens. They're making a lot of money to go and read to children in libraries. It's all the council that is paying for this sort of stuff. His website advises a 14-year-old girl in a relationship with a 16-year-old boy that her risks of pregnancy are very, very low, even if her boyfriend relies on pulling out rather than using a condom. And that's the complete opposite of what we were taught. We were told that this pulling out technique, there's no reliability there, and the chances are that you're most likely to get a girl pregnant if you do that. Now, the point here is, if you've got a 14-year-old girl in a relationship with a 16-year-old boy that's having sex, well, the 16-year-old boy is running the risk of being prosecuted here, really, isn't he? But Mr. Hancock did not tell her the relationship was illegal, but instead suggested using lube during anal sex. So he's encouraging her to engage in sodomy, basically, not pointing out that she shouldn't really be having sex at the age of 14, and she really probably will regret doing that when she's older. When she looks at people that didn't have sex before marriage and they're still together in a happy relationship with happy children and they don't have a broken home, and she'll be regretting that. No, he wants to tell her that what she should really be doing is engaging in sodomy. And that way, of course, she's not going to get pregnant. But that's the whole point of sodomy, isn't it? There's nothing at the end of it. It's not actually going to create a child. And it was always used in the past as a form of dominance, a form of punishing the person that was being sodomized. It still gets used in that way in the Middle East. Look at what happened to Gaddafi. He was sodomized to death by the Western-funded so-called rebels. Do you think he was enjoying that? I mean, it's not about that. It's like when you look at when you look at dogs and they engage in that sort of behavior, it's a dominance thing. It's one dog showing its dominance over another dog. And we're being told that this is the equivalent of heterosexual intercourse now, in the interests of equality, of course. And of course, if you're a consenting adult, what you get up to is up to you. But should they be teaching this to children? Because children are going to experiment with this. I mean, this Mr. Hancock is telling her, that's what she should be doing if she doesn't want to get pregnant. The sex and relationships educator also told someone on his site that prostitution could be rewarding. He suggested if this was not the case for a sex worker, that they could get better clients. Well, I guess it is rewarding in the fact that they're getting paid for it, but each time they do it, they lose a little part of their self, I think. And how are they going to get better clients? What are they going to do? Put the price up or something? Then they're going to get less clients and it's going to be harder to get by, isn't it? let alone the fact that we should not really be encouraging children to be going into these things. I mean, I did read a while back in Germany that you could lose your unemployment benefits if you didn't go for a job in a strip club. The more this sort of stuff gets normalised, the more it gets accepted, the more pressure there is on people to go down these routes. I can recall seeing something a while back, an ex-prostitute or an ex-escort, and she was wondering why it was that she couldn't get a boyfriend, and she was no longer doing this kind of work. But once the men found out what it was that she was doing, they dropped her. They didn't want anything to do with her, and she couldn't understand why that was. And you make a choice like that, and you really, that's going to stay with you for the rest of your life. And when you're young, it's very difficult to understand that the sort of decisions that you make when you're young can end up having harmful effects on you later on in life. And what about diseases? Of course, there are diseases that can be spread through prostitution as well. And the saddest thing is that it really sort of prevents that person from being able to form a loving relationship with anyone where the sex act is central to that point. Because if they're going to be just having sex for money, it means that that act is no longer sacred, and it's going to be very difficult for that act to really mean something to them when they do find somebody. And of course, when their partner finds out they used to be a prostitute, well, that's it. They're not going to hang around for long unless they're the sort of person that likes being a pimp and wants to prostitute the woman. So they're not teaching the children all about this. They're saying to them, well, it's a very rewarding job. Writing about masturbation, Bish suggested children could practice on plasticine models of their genitals to understand how to touch themselves. A move the Safe Schools Alliance told the Times was sexual abuse. Yet this Hancock has not been charged with anything. Yet that's what this is, because they're encouraging the children to masturbate, basically, and they're encouraging them to show how they do that in the classroom to other children and to, obviously, this sex educator. Although Hancock said the website should not be used in classrooms, Bish says more than 100,000 young people learn about sex from the site every month. And of course, he goes into schools. He's paid £500 a day to deliver sex education sessions, which are based upon his website. Meanwhile, LGBT youth charity, the Proud Trust, asked children between the ages of 7 to 11 whether they were planet boy, planet girl, or planet binary. And of course, this is so dangerous at that age because you haven't had your rush of hormones, you haven't had your growth spurt, you haven't gone through puberty. And when you're a little boy, you just like to play with little boys. Why would you want to play with the little girls? You like playing with little boys. And if they're saying to them, well, do you like boys or girls? They're going to say, well, we like boys, of course, don't we? And then they're going to say, well, if you like boys, well, that means that you must be homosexual. Perhaps you're planet binary. And they are encouraging children to identify as being homosexual before they even understand what sexual urges actually are. Although gender is a social construct and can be chosen, sex is a biological fact and cannot be changed. Yet they're also teaching them that they can change sex, and their sex is whatever it is that they feel. That's what this planet binary is. I guess binary, people that identify as binary, it used to be people that identified as bisexual. They like both genders, I guess. Last night, campaigners said that inclusiveness is overriding child safeguarding and that the materials were bordering on illegal. Well, it's all these materials, all this sex education stuff that is going on in schools now is it's basically two things. It's encouraging them to experiment sexually, and it's also introducing them to homosexual practices. Mr. Hancock declined to comment when approached by the Mail Online, while the Proud Trust did not respond. And I think another article we've got here is talking about this Proud Trust as well. Another article here. A teacher has been speaking out against this. And this, I guess this is really a win for us. A non-binary official has been defeated in a high court battle over whether they can preside over the employment tribunal of a primary school worker who was axed for criticising teaching children about LGBT plus relationships. So she's managed to say, well, this guy is going to be biased, isn't he? He's an LGBT plus activist, and therefore he is going to be biased in my case. And this is very interesting, because as far as I'm aware, if you're involved in hate speech cases or public order cases, you can't say, well, the people that are judging over me, that they're going to be anti-racist activists, aren't they? They've all been through anti-racist diversity training, like the civil service and what have you, and they shouldn't really be judging me. I mean, it's the same as if you've been accused of anti-Semitism and you've got Jews that are on the jury, or you've got a Jewish judge. I mean, you should really be able to say, well, surely this is the so-called victim is also standing as the judge there. And doesn't that go against the maxims of law? So it does seem as if this has actually been applied here, and they're saying, well, this non-binary official is an activist, and therefore they should not be on the tribunal deciding on the merits of this case. Edward Lord, who is a member of the City of London Corporation and prefers to be referred to as MX and they, was removed from the case involving Christy Hicks because of fears they may be affected by unconscious bias. I should imagine it's probably very conscious bias rather than unconscious bias. It is interesting that it's being applied to a left-wing activist here rather than applied to somebody white, although I am guessing that the person is also white with a name like Edward Lord. The ruling follows the successful case of Maya Forstatter, a tax expert who won her case against a US think tank. A tribunal ruled that she was discriminated against for expressing her views that trans women could not change their biological sex. And of course, that is a fact. You cannot change your biological sex. You're born with either XX chromosomes or XY chromosomes. You can make cosmetic changes. You can start to wear makeup. You can try to hide your sexual characteristics, but it does not take away from the fact that those sexual characteristics are there. And you can take the opposite sex's hormones. All of these things will help to make a cosmetic change to help somebody to present as if they were the opposite sex. And obviously, people are going to be courteous and polite and refer to you as if you are the opposite sex. But the fact of the matter is that you cannot actually change it. And we should not be told that we should be affirming that it can be changed, because that goes against reality. It's expecting people to lie. It's expecting people to go against their deepest religious convictions, especially if you're a Christian, and it tells you in the Bible that God created man, male and female, he created them. It doesn't say that there are all these different genders and God makes mistakes and some genders get born in the wrong body. I mean, all of that is just progressive thinking from today. It's progressive fantasy. And this is why they try to force people to go along with it. They think if everybody goes along with it, then that will make it so. And the younger we get to these children, the better it will be, because they will just believe what we tell them. And by the time they get to adults, all the older people will be gone and everyone will really believe that a boy can turn into a girl. And that is just not so. And it just ends up leaving these poor people that actually believe this and fall for it. It leaves them with massive mental problems when they realise that they've been lied to, and in actual fact they can't change their biological sex. There's another news story today about a woman who tried to change into a boy and got her breasts cut off and took testosterone, and now she really regrets it. She can't have children. She can't breastfeed. I mean, she's only a teenager, 18 or 19, and she went along with this fad. She saw the transsexual stuff on YouTube and Reddit and all the attention that they were getting, and she thought, well, I must be transsexual. And of course, it was just a fad, and now she's made these life-changing decisions which are going to be affecting her for the rest of her life, and she really regrets it. And if you're going to be forcing people to pretend that people can actually change sex, that's the sort of thing you're going to be encouraging. You're going to be encouraging children to believe that it really is so. And then when they discover it isn't, it's the end of the world for them, isn't it? MX Lord was set to look over an appeal lodged by Miss Higgs, who unsuccessfully claimed she was incorrectly dismissed for criticising new plans to teach primary school children about same-sex relationships. I mean, it must be quite very, very scary, really, for primary school children being taught about the mechanics of same-sex relationships. 45-year-old Miss Higgs condoned plans for compulsory lessons in which pupils are taught that same-sex marriage is exactly the same as traditional marriage, and that gender is a matter of choice, not biology, as a vicious form of totalitarianism. How can same-sex marriage be the same as traditional marriage when the point of traditional marriage is to produce a child? Same-sex marriage cannot produce a child. The ceremony can be the same. The ceremony can be the same, and they can have the same rights in law. But it's not exactly the same as traditional marriage, because traditional marriages result in children. And in some cases, if children were not the result, then there could be a divorce, and another marriage would take place to try and produce children, because the point of marriage was children. It says here, gender is a matter of choice, not biology. Gender is biology. I mean, you can choose to present as the opposite gender, but you cannot change your biology. And she's correct. It is totalitarianism. It's using the state to force everybody to go along with something that they may not agree with, and they may not agree with it for very good reason. In her case, the mother of two emphasised she should not be sacked for sharing her views, which stem from her orthodox Christian beliefs. So, your Christian beliefs should be protected in law. They are supposed to be protected in law, but it seems that if you are a Christian, you don't come very high up in the victim hierarchy. And if your rights come up against the rights of somebody trans or somebody homosexual, then it's your rights that are going to go out the window. I mean, why can't we just have toleration for everybody? Why can't we just tolerate people having different beliefs? Why do we have to force people to all go along with the same beliefs? Why shouldn't this woman be able to say to the children, look, Christianity teaches something different here, science teaches something different here, we should all be tolerant of other people's ways of life and other people's beliefs, but you don't have to affirm this if you don't agree with it. Why do we? What is this totalitarian idea where we have to force everybody to go along with things that we know go against reality? The primary school worker took the school to an employment tribunal, which ruled in 2020 that her religious views were not protected by the Equality Act, as her language could be seen as transphobic and offensive. Why is something banned if it's offensive? As far as I'm aware, it's inciting hate if something is abusive or insulting, if you're using hostile language, that sort of thing. But the police were pulled up a while back for saying that being offensive is an offence. It's not an offence to be offensive. I don't think it's an offence to be what it says here is transphobic. Obviously, transphobic is a false implication there, that the person here is somehow terrified and has a psychological fear of trans people. And that's not it. She's explained that these views come from her orthodox Christian beliefs. They don't come from some deep-seated fear of transgenders. And what she has said is that same-sex marriage is not the same as traditional marriage, and gender is a matter of choice, not biology. And she's been told that that's not protected under the Equality Act, even though it is based on Christian belief. It's transphobic and offensive. Derek Reed, the employment judge, stated that Miss Higgs' social media posts on gender fluidity might lead him to conclude she was hostile towards the LGBT community and trans people in particular. And that's the binary person that was supposed to be sitting in judgment over her because of his views on on homosexuality and his promotion of that, he might not like what she said and might have a bias against her. And that's very true. And I suspect he probably would have a bias against her. Perhaps he wouldn't. Perhaps he would genuinely try to judge this in an even-handed way. But the fact that he refers to himself as MX and they, them, does sort of tend to imply that he's a bit of a militant activist, because it is the militant activist types that do that sort of thing with their pronouns and insist on putting them everywhere. MX Lord, who is a member of the Church of England, pursued their campaign stating how they should be allowed to look over Miss Higgs' appeal hearing later this year, as they had served as a Justice of Peace for 20 years. Mrs. Justice Jennifer Eadie opposed the decision in a ruling handing down at the High Court. She stated how MX Lord's public statements inclined towards the real possibility of unconscious bias. So they must have been saying things on media that showed that they really did not have any toleration for people that had different views or opposing views on LGBT issues. This is the thing, we're supposed to live in a democracy. We're supposed to hear all the different viewpoints. We're supposed to have a plurality of views. And yet there are certain views and opinions that we're now trying to legislate away and are telling people that they cannot have. Certain government policies that you're just not allowed to criticise. You have to go along with. And that's not a democracy, is it? That is totalitarianism. Now, I fully understand that with some sensitive subjects, you have to be careful in the language that you use. But you should be able to hold any opinion at all, and you should be able to express it in a democracy. We should have free speech. And how can this woman explain her Christian views being in a more less offensive way? I mean, it just seems totally inoffensive to me for her to say, you know, same-sex marriage isn't the same as traditional marriage, and gender is a matter of choice, not biology. I mean, how can anybody say that is hostile and hateful and it's hate speech? I mean, she's being very inoffensive there in what she's saying. This is the way that these laws are being used. They're being used to shut down debate. They mean that we do not live in a functioning democracy. You know, how can we call what we live under a democracy when you're not allowed to have differing opinions to the mainstream narrative? And the mainstream narrative itself is very different to the general opinion that you hear from people on the street. And if you were to talk to somebody on the street and say, how many genders are there? Is it possible that somebody can change sex? I'm sure that the majority of people will say, well, they can change how they look. They can change what they are on a birth certificate, maybe. But you cannot actually change your body for another one. You're stuck with the body that you're born in. That's just the way that it is. And yet we're trying to put legislation in place to prevent people from actually affirming what reality is. And I mean, it's a Christian that's pointing this out, but it might as well be Muslims as well that are going to be pointing this out. Muslims understand that there are only two sexes. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy that this is what's going on in the West. It's not going on in the East. They won't go along with this in Russia. They won't go along with this in Poland. And their logic comes down to the Christian religion and basic biology, which is what this lady is saying as well. A member of Miss Higgs' legal team, Richard O'Dare, highlighted MX Lord's connection to groups including the LGBT Foundation as an example of potential partiality. So they are allied with these LGBT activists. I'm very surprised that she actually succeeded in doing this and getting this MX Lord taken off the tribunal. Relating to the justice's ruling, MX Lord wrote to the judge last month stating, "My publicly expressed views, none of which relate to the current case, would have no impact in my approach to this or any other case." But how do you know? How do you know? I mean, what they're saying here is it's unconscious bias. So MX Lord may be completely unaware of the bias that they might be showing. But yeah, I think this is the first time that I've actually seen somebody taken off from a tribunal or taken off from a case because they might have this bias there, because they're a left-wing activist or because they make posts which show that they have these left-wing sympathies, it may be doubted that they're going to judge somebody right-wing in an impartial way. Yeah, very interesting. Very surprising. Perhaps it's a portent of good things coming, rather like the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Perhaps things might be turning more towards populism, nationalism, right-wing traditionalism at last. I certainly hope so. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.